You are now listening to Breaking Rank, brought to you by the Valence Sports Radio Network and Indiana Talks. Join host Tom Marquez, co-host Rick Riggin, Jordy Malley, Mo from the BS Sports Show, and the essential Matt Poling for a breakdown of this week's college football playoff rankings. Call us right now at 260-355-5151. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. Follow us on Twitter at BreakingRank1 or TBalance for breaking news, scores, stats, standings, and highlights. Now here's your host of tonight's Breaking Rank, El Presidente, Tom Marquez.
All right, and that's my cue. My name's Tom Marquez, El Presidente. You know me, the host of The Balance every Saturday morning on the Balance Radio Network. We are live on Indiana Talks and so glad that you are a part of it. Breaking Rank, the one show where we break down all the college football action. And you know what? We're going to get into those top four teams and we're going to get everything in a minute. Myself and my co-host, One Radio Guy, Rick Riggin, Jordan the intern, the essential Matt Poling. And also, I want to make sure, because we had some last minute thing here, Mo from the BS Sports Show, I believe, is with us now. Mo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
First of all, are you okay?
Yeah, you know, and this is exactly what they should let women drive.
Well, and we just went live, so you didn't miss anything on the show, and Mo just texted me and said he was in a car accident, so I don't want to get into all the details on the air, but I was like, we just found that out, so we didn't know if we were going to have you not. So as long as you're okay and you're able to talk with us, we're good. So you're good, right? You're not, like, profusely bleeding or anything like that, right?
I'm not profusely breathing any longer. I'm sitting in the back of an ambulance right now, but all good.
Well, there you go. Yeah, hopefully they're college football fans, and certainly we'll understand if you need to go. Myself and that one radio guy, Rick Riggin, we do a show called The Balance every Saturday morning where we break down everything from racing to the MLB and the NFL. But we take 1 hour on Tuesday nights to talk with you about the college football rankings. And Rick Riggin, and I tell you what, an exciting week it is. And I know you're probably still stinging a little bit. You know, maybe I should be asking you if you're okay after Notre Dame's loss to Stanford and, you know, essentially sealing their fate for a national championship. Certainly they're going to be in a bowl. Rick Riggin, that one radio guy, what do you got for us tonight? And talk with us. What are we talking about tonight on Breaking Rank?
Well, after 2 days of depression, yeah, I'm finally over it. Yeah, it's a little bit of a bitter taste, but hey, they didn't fall very far in the rankings and, you know, probably have a pretty big time bowl game coming up.
Jordan, the intern. Jordan, so glad that you could join us. And those of you that didn't just hear our awesome freaking new open that we have now running on Indiana Talks here, fantastic to have him on the air with us as well. Jordan, the intern, talk with us a little bit about what we got going on.
Yeah, guys, great to be back on the show. And it's nice to see some Big Ten action, especially coming down here at the stretch, those last three teams fighting for one spot here. So the playoff rankings are definitely shaping up to be a good one this week.
Mo from the BS Sports Show giving us a call, calling us in from the back of an ambulance, and only here on Breaking Rank. I tell you what, it happens. It really happens live right here on Indiana Talks. Mo, if you could talk with us real quickly, talk with us a little bit about what your thoughts are on the top four. Did not change at all. So talk with us about what your thoughts on Breaking Rank tonight.
Well, you know, a lot of times this points out that it proves that when you get hot is important at what time you get hot. And, you know, even though they're not anywhere near the top four, I'm just glad that the Indiana University football team is going bowling again. So it's going to be a fun college football couple of weeks and months.
Well, I tell you what, it is, and it's going to be interesting to see how these bowl games pan out, especially now that we've got a Big Ten championship game in play here. And, you know, we don't really technically have a play-in slot, if you will, like we do in March Madness, but I think we do have one. Matt Poling, the essential Matt Poling, calling us from down in southern Indiana. We say he's the essential Matt Poling because, really, Matt is a college football fan, goes to work every day, comes home, takes care of his family, watches college football on Saturday, gives us a great inside look from a fan's point of view. Matt, as we look at the top four, no major changes, but things are starting to heat up in the college football rankings.
Absolutely. And like you said, this weekend's Big Ten title game is nothing more than a playing game, which is basically an extra playoff game for all of us. So it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. And certainly you could give us a call, 260-355-5151, and we'd love to talk with you as well. I'm not sure. Do we also have another caller with us from the 812 area code? Okay, maybe not. Okay, I saw an extra number pop up there, so I wanted to make sure if we did have a caller, we wanted to get to them right away. Well, Rick, we got the top four. We got Clemson, we got Alabama, we got Iowa, and the top four as we break down the top four. So let's go ahead and start with the number one team. Certainly no surprise there, but we're going into the divisional championships in Oklahoma, by the way. I missed them there, but we're going to get into each and every one of the top four here in just a minute here on Breaking Rank. But we look at Clemson. You know, I saw the game last week with Clemson, a fairly good game, but at the same time, you know, and I proposed this question directly to you off the air last week. You know, is Clemson losing some momentum? And your response to me is, no, they're exactly where they should be. Is the Clemson Tigers who we think they are?
Well, they certainly haven't been the last few weeks what they have been the entire first part of the season. They've been struggling. You know, they didn't look really great against Wake Forest. Even this past game against South Carolina, they struggled in the first half against South Carolina, and it's going to be really interesting to see what they do against North Carolina in the ACC championship game.
Jordan, the intern, this isn't the same Clemson Tiger team that we saw against Notre Dame in the rain.
No, definitely not, and I think that's what's giving people so much suspect about this team is that they're not putting teams away with big numbers. They are getting the wins. They are undefeated. You can't take anything away from them. But I think this weekend will really test them, playing the number 10 team in the country, UNC, for that championship. This will determine if they really deserve that number one spot or if they'll be falling.
Mo from the BS Sports Show. You know him from the BS Sports Show and on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana and Fox Sports. We look at Clemson Tigers, and like I just said, they aren't the same team that we saw against Notre Dame in the rain. Okay, well, maybe Mo's got some other stuff going on right now. So go ahead, Matt. We'll propose the question to you.
Well, what I would say, Tom, is it seems to happen every year, the trend in college football. Number one team, undefeated, kind of getting to the end of the schedule. They might get a little lackadaisical there with some of the weaker opponents. I see Clemson bouncing back big this week against North Carolina.
All right, gentlemen, sorry, I'm back. I was getting my blood pressure taken.
Oh, I understand. I hope it doesn't go up. I'm not trying to laugh about the situation because a car accident is very, very serious. And we're so glad that you could call us. And we want to get that out there on our social media.
The paramedic's hot, so I had some things going through. What my blood? I had a question about Clemson. And here's the thing about it. Remember, it's a long season. You and I talked about this off the air on Saturday. And, you know, they didn't schedule an easy opponent like some of the SEC teams did. And they're number one, and they haven't done anything to prove that they're not still number one. A win's a win regardless. And I don't think that anything in this playoff, what the committee's voting for, should be style points. If you can knock off a team, you knock off a team where you beat them by three, you beat them by 30. You know, it was an off day. Alabama didn't have the easiest game with Auburn. It was still a contest. You know, Clemson has been the number one team all year long. They've beaten some good teams. And we'll really see what they have. They can beat North Carolina. They still deserve that number one ranking, whether it's by 1 point or 40 points.
260-355-5151 is the digits to get to us live here on Indiana Talks. We're breaking down this week's college football rankings. Rick, that one radio guy, my co-host on The Balance. We talk about this on The Balance as well. But you know what? The Clemson Tigers are a very good team defensively. They've got some good in and outs. What do you think is different? We just talked about this as far as Clemson not being the same team that you saw them in the rain at home and really give Notre Dame, well, it was their first loss, I believe, that they gave Notre Dame. But Clemson is on that downward spiral. And we look at this game coming up against South Carolina in the SEC Championship. And we'll get to you in a minute, Jordan, on this. You know, a lot of people think that the SEC is a big bunch of frauds. But one thing for sure, that Clemson is number one. They are in the SEC championships. I said South Carolina. That's who they played last. They played the North Carolina this week. North Carolina, very good team. What happens if North Carolina beats Clemson? What happens there?
Well, I think if North Carolina does win, I just think the lack of schedule strength. I know it's a thing we don't like talking about around these parts, but. I don't think there'll be much of a change. I think Clemson still stays in the top four, even if they lose to North Carolina.
Let me ask you this, Jordan. Jordan, the intern, also from The Balance here. Talk with us about Clemson. You know, there's a lot of people here in Indiana that follow college football, but they follow the Big Ten. And certainly they follow Michigan State, Iowa, and Ohio State. But when they look at Clemson, they really don't know a lot about Clemson, just that yet again, there's an SEC team in the number one slot. So help us get to know who the Clemson Tigers are.
Yeah, like I said before, I think Mo's right. Anytime you go 12-0, it's a long season, and you deserve to be the number one spot. And like I had said off air, I don't think Alabama deserved that number one spot, nor did I believe Oklahoma deserved it, even with their strength of schedules being slightly better. Alabama's is way better than Clemson or Oklahoma is, but sitting at the top there, a part of the ACC, the Clemson Tigers have a chance to claim that number one spot and keep it, knocking off North Carolina this week in the ACC championship. So it'll be interesting to see.
Mo for the BS Sports Show. I tell you what, that's dedication for you calling us from the back of an ambulance. And I tell you what, if you don't mind, I know there's all kinds of HIPAA laws involved here, but take a picture of us, a selfie with the paramedic or something. We'll get it up on our social media. That is classic. But really, on the serious note, Mo, who are the Clemson Tigers?
I mean, you know, it's a team that we're not used to seeing. It's a good team, and a team that we're not used to seeing that ranked this high. We talked to Bruce Feldman, who is a college football insider, and you know, his thought was, if North Carolina beats Clemson, how can you not put North Carolina in with their schedule? But the other thought that we asked Bruce and that we talked about a lot is, if Clemson loses to North Carolina and you go back and you analyze and they analyze their schedule hard, is it possible that Ohio State makes that loop back up into that number four spot and Clemson falls all the way out? It's a possibility. We've seen teams fall from three out. Could we see a team fall from one out if they get beat by what a lot of people would consider a lesser North Carolina team, or does North Carolina sneak in? To me, this game with North Carolina is critical to Clemson. I don't know if they lost, they would fall all the way out, but it's very possible. And then a team like Ohio State, who wants to defend their national championship after the beating they put on Michigan, could very well creep back in there.
The Essential Matt Poling. Matt, I appreciate you calling us every week and giving us that point of view from a fan's point of view. And we started The Balance over 8 years ago with that in mind. And that is that we always want to keep inside of what the fans think. And we certainly want to give you the analytical media breakdown, but there's nobody that can break it down better than a fan. And you follow the SEC quite extensively, and I know you like to roll tide there. But when you look at the Clemson Tigers, you're very much familiar with the Clemson Tigers. Tell us a little bit about who they are in the SEC, and help us get to know the Clemson Tigers.
Well, the Clemson Tigers are an undefeated team in a Power 5 conference. And in the grand scheme of things, that's what the committee looks at. And, you know, these Power 5 conferences, it doesn't matter regardless of your schedule, really. If you're an undefeated team, you're going to be in this picture at all times. Clemson, they're a good team. I don't know if they're a great team, but I also don't know if there is a great team this year. I mean, we've got four really good teams, actually like five or six really good teams up here at the top. So it'll be interesting to see play out.
You know, and I wanted to correct myself. I did say Clemson in the SEC, and that is my fault. I totally apologize. They're in the ACC. So when we talk about Clemson, and we'll just kind of emerge on into the number two team, in my opinion, that I think the Oklahoma Sooners should definitely deserve a number two slot. Is Alabama where they should be at, Rick? And I know I said SEC, but the Clemson, they're number one in the ACC. We got the divisional title games coming up this week, and we certainly want to talk about each of these in their perspective divisions. But Clemson Tigers, as they go into this to the ACC championship game, and then you look at Alabama in the SEC, shouldn't Oklahoma be the number two team?
Well, we talked about Alabama, you know, these past few weeks, how they are looking like the best team in the country. Defensively, they look like they could stack up with a few NFL teams. You know, we've mentioned that. I do think they should still be number two. The SEC is the toughest conference in the country. You know, they're going to shove Derrick Henry down your throat until you can stop that. I mean, they're going to stay number two. They could probably make an argument to be number one. But, they're definitely number two. You know, if it ends today without any games this weekend, it's going to be Oklahoma versus Alabama, and that'd be a game I would love to watch.
Jordan, you mentioned to me earlier today, and going back to what I said a while ago, you said the SEC are a bunch of frauds. Why do you say that?
The reason why I brought this up, and maybe I can bite my tongue on this, but and maybe Alabama has had a reason for this, is but the quarterback situation in the SEC has been an absolute joke. I mean, it's like watching Division III football all out there when these guys are trying to play on offense. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Derrick Henry. He's probably going to win the Heisman if he has another spectacular game, which I don't doubt will happen. Alabama, yeah, they've had the best strength of schedule, but are you looking at it where they were ranked before, or is the College Playoff Committee looking at where they stand now? And I think Alabama's had a lot to do with where those rankings fall now that they go on and beat everybody except for Ole Miss. But the SEC isn't as strong as everybody thought that they were going to be at the beginning of the season.
And I think we do have a caller now. Hi, who's this?
This is Justin.
Hey, Justin, I hear you're an Oklahoma fan.
Yes, proud Sooner.
Well, I'm glad you're jumping in this conversation with myself and that one radio guy, Rick Riggin, and Jordan the intern, the essential Matt Poling, and calling us from the back of an ambulance, Mo from the BS Sports Show. So certainly we want to hear your conversation about Oklahoma, and they're in the number three slot. But what are your thoughts about Oklahoma? We were just saying that Oklahoma should be a number two team. Where are you calling us from?
From Knoxville, Tennessee, of all places.
Knoxville, Tennessee. So you're not a volunteer then?
I am not.
Well, good. Then we don't have to worry about you breaking out an old Rocky Top for us. So talk with us a little bit about the Oklahoma Sooners. You know, we live here in Big Ten country, and we follow them quite extensively here on Indiana Talks and on the Ballots, and just by nature of association. But this time of year, we begin to talk about some of these other teams. And a lot of our listeners, especially here in the state of Indiana, doesn't really know who the Oklahoma Sooners are. So talk with us a little bit about the Oklahoma Sooners and why are you such a big fan?
Yeah, I've been a fan since I was about 10 years old. I'm 22 now. I've been following them ever since I really started paying attention to college football. But this year, I would say, arguably, they're probably the most complete right now, top four in college football. You got a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback in Baker Mayfield. Really athletic defense that kind of breaks the mold of how Big 12 defenses aren't that great. Real good skill players with Samaje Perine, Joe Mixon, Sterling Shepard. A lot of different ways they can attack you. And really, despite the Texas loss, after that, they've not just been beating people, they've been steamrolling them.
Mo, and we're talking, and it's Justin. I hope I got your name right there, but we're talking with Justin, who's giving us a call from down in Knoxville, Tennessee, here on Indiana Talks on Breaking Rank, talking about the Oklahoma Sooners. What are your thoughts about Oklahoma, Mo? And in your opinion, does Oklahoma have what it takes to go all the way, to go the distance for fans like Justin?
Well, I think Oklahoma got hot at the right time. They struggled earlier in the year. They've got some good offensive weapons. Here's what concerns me, and if anybody thinks the committee doesn't think about television ratings and things like that when they put these top four together. They're insane. But Bob Stoops and his bowl record over the last 10 years has not been great. When it comes to a big-time bowl game, Oklahoma has tended more times than not lately to fail ever since they won the championship with Bob Stoops many years ago. That would be my biggest concern, is in big bowl games as of late, Oklahoma has not fared well. We all remember the when they got beaten by Boise State. That's my biggest concern, and the fact that these other teams are going to get one more game in, and it's a long layoff. We saw it really affect Notre Dame a couple of years ago against Alabama. Some of these teams aren't prepared for this long layoff, and they'll have an extra couple of weeks to think about it. But my biggest concern about Oklahoma, although they're probably the hottest team in the country right now, is how they fared recently in big bowl games under Bob Stoops.
Well, here's the thing, and you make a very valid point there, Mo, and we'll get your thoughts on this, the Essential Map polling, talking with Justin down in Knoxville. Here's the thing. Oklahoma, it is kind of what have you done for me lately? And they are the hottest team in football right now. And what have they done for us lately? Well, they beat a little team called Oklahoma State 58-23. I think they showed the entire country that they can go the distance.
Yeah, I agree. I think that their defense is ranked in the top 15, and their offense is ranked in the top 15, and they're the only team in the country that are ranked in the top 15 in both stats. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the rankings staying the same where they are, seeing Alabama and Oklahoma play. And either Alabama gets some revenge from that bowl whipping they took a few years back, or Oklahoma doing it again.
Rick, that one radio guy, my co-host on the Balance Radio Network every Saturday morning between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., and I know you've been talking with Justin a little bit on Twitter, and he mentioned that he'd call in, so glad that he was able to do that. We got just a couple minutes till we go to our break, so we want to make sure that we get everything covered with Justin. Justin, what other questions do you have for us here on the Breaking Rank before we go to a break? And go ahead, Rick, you can answer it. Justin,
yeah.
Go ahead, Justin.
What was your question for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had another question for us regarding Oklahoma. Did you have any questions at all for us before we go to break? And I know Rick would love to answer your question. We got about a minute 30, guys.
Yeah, I'll say, despite Derrick Henry having, better numbers, better stats and all that, what are the realistic chances that, say, Baker Mayfield were to win a Heisman Trophy over Derrick Henry?
I would say he's going to have to come up big here in the playoff. He's going to have to come up big. Let's see. The road to national championship is going to go through Alabama, and where Oklahoma is right now, if they play against Alabama, I think they're the one team in the top four that can get it done. That's kind of a bold prediction, and not just saying that because, I had you call in and everything like that. But I do think Oklahoma has the best shot against Alabama. And if Baker Mayfield keeps on the path that he's on now, he could pass up Derrick Henry, take over that top spot for the Heisman.
Well, I tell you what, we got to take a break, guys. You're more than welcome to hang out with us, Justin, but we do got to take a break. We'll be right back right here on Breaking Rank live on Indiana Talks.
Again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, heartbeat again. Sweet like candy to my soul.
Doug Martin's Hoosier School Heist exposes the wealthy people, theocrats, hedge fund managers, and corporations who are stealing our Indiana schools. Learn about felons, plagiarists, banksters, dictators, child abusers, and even two prostitutes. From Muncie to Munster, professors, firefighters, and mayors are calling this book a must-read. One reviewer even said, "This is one of the scariest books I've ever read." Go to HoosierSchoolHeist.com and buy Doug Martin's Hoosier School Heist now.
Ed Robertson here to tell you how you can get a free first ride with Uber, the mobile app that connects you with the ride at the touch of a button in just a matter of minutes. Uber has drivers in cities across the country and around the world, while payment is seamless and cashless. To download the app, go to uber.com and enter the promo code TV Confidential all one word, and you will receive a free first ride up to $20. To sign up directly with the promo code included, go to uber.com/go/TVConfidential.
At Roof Home Mortgage, we understand that every borrower is different, so we offer a variety of products to meet your individual mortgage financing needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, new construction, first-time home buyers, reverse mortgages, and, of course, refinancing. Want to learn more? Just call Brian Graham, the Mortgage Man, at 260-248-8333 or visit him online at ruoff.com/Brian Graham and let him help you finance the home of your dreams.
This is Stephanie Miller from The Stephanie Miller Show, heard weekdays live 9 a.m. to noon right here on IndianaTalks.com. We know we're outgunned in the Indiana media. That's why Indiana Talks also offers all your favorite progressive voices. Bill Press, Tom Hartman, and Leslie Marshall, along with great Hoosier voices like Charlie White, Liberty Talk, Just Let Me Teach, and the T.J. Thompson Experience. Indiana Talks, it's talk radio without the Tea Party crazy.
If you listen to Indiana Talks, chances are you enjoy your freedoms. Claude Nanny's and Fisher's is not only the best destination for food, fun, and spirits, but it's also a great place to watch sports. Owner Bill Smythe has also been a statewide leader to protect smokers' rights. Claude Nanny's is located at 141st Street and State Road 37 in Fisher's, Indiana. Check them out on Facebook. Claude Nanny's, the best place for food, fun, and spirits.
At McDuff Realty Group, their top priority is helping you achieve maximum results from the purchase or sale of your home. With over 20 years of marketing and sales experience, Joe Shoemaker and his team will provide you with an aggressive, passionate strategy that delivers the results you expect. For real estate services in Central Indiana, call Joe Shoemaker at 317-413-8501 or visit online at McDuffRealty.com.
The Badass Teachers Association gives voice to every teacher who refuses to be blamed for the failure of our society to address poverty and inequality. We are an education activist group of over 53,000 nationwide who are fighting against the destruction of public education. We are calling for an end to school closings, high-stakes testing, Common Core, lack of funding, and lack of resources for our children. Please join us in our fight on the web, Facebook, and Twitter. We're the BATS, the Badass Teachers Association.
All right, welcome back to Breaking Rink live on Indiana Talks. My name is Tom Mark with El Presidente. I'm the host of this ship. So glad that you guys could join us, myself and that one radio guy, my co-host, on The Balance every Saturday morning between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on The Balance Radio Network all across the nation. And we're all across the nation right now. And certainly, if you're hearing this on our encore episode on The Balance Radio Network as well, 260-355-5151 is our digits. Make sure you're also following us on social media at Breaking Rink 1. And, of course, the mothership, if you will, at T-Balance. Joining us also is Jordan, the intern, doing a great job for us. And Mo from the BS Sports Show, I tell you what, I hear that Amy the paramedic was an Ole Miss fan, so we apparently what she said about Alabama we can't talk about on the air. And the essential Matt Poling, which is essential to this show because, hey, he brings us the fans' point of view. So we're back around to Jordan, the intern. You know, we were talking a little bit about Oklahoma, and we appreciate Justin giving us a call from Knoxville. And by the way, again, guys, if you want to call us anywhere in the country right now, 260-355-5151. Oklahoma Sooners, are they the real deal, Josh? Jordan, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. My brother's name's Josh, so I get that mixed up all the time. But to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners a little bit, they're the real deal to me, honestly. Coming out of that Big 12, I know them not having a championship game to play in, I would consider last week's almost a championship game, playing their rivals in Oklahoma State, and they crushed them 58-23. So, and to answer Justin's question a little bit about Baker Mayfield and having a shot at the Heisman Trophy, Honestly, it's probably going to be a slim chance. Derrick Henry would have to have an awful game, and everything would have to implode for Alabama for him to even be considered well enough. I mean, just looking at some of his stats, he only ranks in the top 20 for passing. He ranks number 18, and there's plenty of other quarterbacks up there with a lot more yards. And although he does have, he does rank in the top five for touchdowns with 35. So, like I said, he would have to have an outstanding performance, and Derrick Henry, everything would have to fail like it did for Leonard Fournette.
Well, you're listening to Breaking Rank live here on Indiana Talks, and you know, we're joking around with Mo from the BS Sports Show. He was in a car accident right before he came on the air. You know, we are glad you're okay, and seriously, we're making jokes about that, and we're so glad that you're okay. You know, when we look at Oklahoma and we look at the other three teams, it's time to move into the number four team, which is why the Big Ten. And who would have ever thought? And I guarantee you, I don't think any of us here on this panel would have said at this time that Iowa would be the number four team at that time. And what a magnificent season that Iowa has. But really, in all reality, we'll play Let's Get to Know You game. Even though that most of us know the Big Ten and know Iowa, there's a lot of people around the country that are listening to us right now and maybe are listening to us on our iTunes podcast or on the Blog Talk podcast that really doesn't know how Iowa got to be the number four team, because they really don't have the Alabama or the Clemson or even the Ohio State or Notre Dame resume that we've seen in the top four here over the last couple weeks. How did Iowa get to be in the number four slot, Mo?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the renewed focus of the Big Ten after the committee, you know, getting it right, I guess, last year when Ohio State won the national championship. What helped Iowa do is Jim Harbaugh coming to the Big Ten. That put a lot of eyes on the Big Ten since he made the announcement back in, you know, February. And the Iowa Hawkeyes got a lucky schedule this year, too, where they didn't have to play Michigan, Michigan State, or Ohio State. And, you know, they won football games. And with that focus renewed on Iowa, they were able to sneak in there. And it's strange that Kirk Ferentz 15 years ago was the hot name in college to go to the NFL. And now, after 15 years of not being it, he's that again, which is very odd to see. But the Iowa Hawkeyes will get a real test of this in Michigan State starts, and we'll see if this is this four ranking is valid.
Well, I know you used to be in professional wrestling, and you know how to treat a head wound. But I'm so glad you've taken some time to talk with us, Mo, and so glad that you're okay. The Essential Map polling, we look at Iowa, the number four slot. Any surprises there at all? You think Iowa is exactly where they should be? What are your thoughts as a fan when it comes to the Iowa Hawkeyes being in the number four slot?
It's where they deserve to be as of now, and it's a cute story. But after this weekend, it's not going to matter. They'll probably fall to number 30 after they get annihilated by Michigan State.
And, you know, you bring up a very good point there, and I'll let Rick address this. It's his turn in around the clock here. But when you look at Iowa not having that impressive resume, and they're going to be the underdog all the way through, and you know, it's a big if. But if they get to the national championship, can they go the distance, Rick?
No, I don't think so at all. And I actually agree with that. We're going to find out a lot about Iowa this weekend against Michigan State. I just don't see it happening. I think the Cinderella story ends this weekend. It's funny how everybody kind of dogs on Iowa not being where they should be and how they're not really a great American story, because we kind of like that underdog thing and they're kind of the little guy going undefeated and running through everything. But, you know, I just think they're ranked too high. Yeah, I'm just one of those, you know, you can go on Twitter and boo me, that's fine. But I think the story's going to end this weekend against Michigan State.
Well, and you're probably right. You know, in all reality, if you're a safe bettor and you're a conservative bettor or you don't bet at all, I would say that's the route to go. But, March isn't the only time we like a Cinderella story, Jordan the intern. We like a Cinderella story, and it would be nice to see the Big Ten represented in the playoffs itself and it not be Ohio State or Michigan State. It would be great from that aspect to see a team like Iowa be in the playoffs. And if we were to put together the brackets today, if the playoffs started tomorrow, obviously it would be, the way I understand it, it would be Clemson against Iowa and So when you look at that, that's almost a death wish there in itself. And then, of course, Alabama would be against Oklahoma. So if the playoffs started tomorrow, it would be Clemson and Iowa. I mean, is this a Cinderella story where the glass slipper will never be found? Or is Prince Charming looking for Cinderella right now? That's all the Cinderella metaphors I got, Jordan.
Talking about Iowa, I understand when people say that they think this team's overrated and that people are ranking them way too high. And I mean, to talk about a 12-0 team, it's tough for any team to go undefeated with such a long season. And I mean, yeah, the record's not that impressive, but if the College Football Playoff Committee is looking at record-wise, where they stood when they won or lost these games, I mean, Iowa won on the road at Northwestern 40-10, and they were ranked number 20 at the time, and they won at Wisconsin earlier, and they were number 19, 10-6. So if you're going to look at two strength games, those were the ones I would look at. But if Iowa has to play Clemson, I don't know. I think they're going to be doomed. But this will really test them now. In the Big Ten Championship, you're playing one of the best teams in the country. But like Rick said, I see Michigan State pulling off the victory and ending this Cinderella story as we know it.
Mo from the BS Sports Show, you know, I can only imagine, you know, the conversations that are being had in the ambulance about now, or when they have those conversations amongst themselves. You know, that only on Breaking Rank are we going to be talked about in the back of an ambulance. It's fantastic. So that's our Cinderella story. But when you look at Iowa, If the playoffs started tomorrow, I guess that would be the question here. If the playoffs started tomorrow, is the Cinderella story over for Iowa? Because they would obviously be playing Clemson.
It's hard to say because, as you pointed out earlier, that Clemson not maybe the same team they were earlier in the year. But I don't really know what Iowa is yet. I mean, they beat Nebraska, who did beat Michigan State on an awful call. But I'm not sure who Iowa is against a great team. So it's 50-50. Yeah, Clemson's number one, but will they continue to play down to the competition? Minnesota, it's a game Iowa could steal. So I don't think the ride's over for Iowa just yet.
Well, let's get into some bold predictions and some bold talk while we still got some time to do that. If you guys want to give us a call, 260-355-5151, you can give us a call right here live on Indiana Talks. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. The Essential Map Polling, let's kind of look at some bold predictions. Let's start with the most obvious one that's coming up, and that's Notre Dame. Notre Dame plays who? Fill in the blank here, and we'll go around and we'll kind of figure out some bold predictions as we go forward in the little bit of time that we have left here. Notre Dame plays who in what bowl?
I think the most obvious choice, the most powerful team that's going to be left out other than Notre Dame would be Ohio State. And I think that game would be a money game. And that, more than likely, that's who I see them playing. I don't know which bowl.
Fiesta Bowl.
That would be a big game, Fiesta Bowl. Thank you, Rick. But that would be a huge game. This is big as about any of the playoff games.
So, Rick, I know it probably still stings a little bit, but Notre Dame gets beat by Stanford. Still in the bowl game, obviously not a complete loss. And I think one of the questions and surveys that you put out there on Twitter, Rick, was, you know, did they have a successful season? So we talk about that. And so, who do you think Notre Dame will play in a bowl game? And obviously, you do think they had a successful season, but who do you think it'll be?
I think they play against Ohio State in a matchup against Ohio State. Just like Matt said, that is a very high on the sex appeal chart for a bowl game. I mean, that's probably, you know, if Iowa somehow plays Clemson for the national title, Notre Dame-Ohio State is a bigger game than that. I think that'll draw more ratings than a national championship game against Clemson and Iowa.
Well, Jordan, the intern, I certainly want to talk with you a little bit about a bowl game here. And you go to IU, WIUX down there as well, and represented there and producer of the three-man weave down there. So for the first time, IU gets to go bowling. Where do we see – Where do we see, and maybe, you know, we got a lot of bowl games, and I know that they might be playing in the Toilet Bowl, but I don't care. They're in a bowl game. So we look at IU. What bowl game do you think they'll be in, and what are your thoughts about who they'll play?
Honestly, I'm not sure what bowl game they're going to be in or who they might face. The real reward is being able to see this team come back after starting so successfully and losing five straight games to be able to end up in a bowl game. And I think something that hurts IU as far as getting into a bowl game is they're even talking about 5-7 record teams getting in to some of these bowls, and based off of academic ratings. And I mean, that could be a whole different discussion for a different time, but them being in a bowl game is honestly the best thing to happen to IU football in a while.
Well, here's the thing, and we don't want to concentrate on these other bowls because we are very, very limited on time here live on Indiana Talks. But what I would think that they would be in would be the Foster Farms Bowl, which is the day after Christmas, because really what you've got in that bowl game, you've got the Big Ten against the Pac-12. So that logically, and Mo, you tell me what you think about this, IU plays UCLA in the Foster Farms Bowl.
Yeah, I could see that. I could also see IU that with the Big Ten having their connections with at the Yankee Stadium, and the Big Ten trying to stay relevant in the Northeast and in New York City, with a lot of the IU grads in New York City. I could very well see Indiana in the Penn State Bowl.
All right, guys, let's kind of go around some of these bowls that we can. Obviously, we'll save the Orange Bowl, the championship game, for last, and who we think that possibly could be. I think we talked a little bit about who we thought that was going to be at this moment, possibly Oklahoma and Clemson. But we look at the Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans, and that's going to be an SEC team against a Big 12 team. And so, Matt, the essential Matt polling Ole Miss and Baylor on that one. I mean, I think that's a good prediction if we're to pick who's going to be in the Sugar Bowl on January 1st.
Yeah, and the big difference between Ole Miss and Baylor is Ole Miss knows how to play defense and Baylor doesn't. So that would be the difference in that game.
Rick, that one radio guy, my co-host on The Balance every Saturday morning between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., we go to you New Year's Day, the Rose Bowl Parade, the Rose Bowl. You know, obviously that's going to be a Big Ten against a Pac-12 out there in Pasadena, Rose Bowl. I tell you what, that used to be the championship game of it all, and I think Ohio State still gets into a great bowl with the Rose Bowl against Stanford. What are your thoughts?
I think the Rose Bowl is going to go to the loser of Michigan State, Iowa. You know, I think it's going to be Iowa, Stanford in the Rose Bowl this year.
See, I kind of thought Iowa would be. You were asking that we were getting into that earlier about Notre Dame. I just didn't want to spend all of our time on Notre Dame. I kind of think that Iowa.
Oh, we can do that. I mean, that's fine. We can do the whole thing.
I'm quite sure. Jordan, the intern, our Big Ten expert, how unrealistic is it to see Iowa play Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl?
Not unrealistic at all if they end up losing to Michigan State. If Michigan State gets that last spot in the top four, that's easily predictable. I mean, you can see that. And I think it's going to be really heartbreaking for Iowa if they do end up coming all this way, 12-0, staying in this college football playoffs rankings for two or three weeks now and having a hopeful chance and end up losing to Michigan State. It's going to be a sad one over there in Iowa City for their fans and for everybody who loves the Cinderella story as far as football and any sport goes.
Well, Mo, of the BS Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana and Fox Sports and now the Ambulance Radio Network. we're not going to let you live it down, Mo. Mo, the Peach Bowl down in Atlanta, that's going to be an at-large team versus, you know, whatever, a group of five, however they come up with that. And Florida State versus Houston, thoughts on that possible prediction play out for the Peach Bowl on New Year's Eve?
Well, my thought yesterday on our show was that if Notre Dame doesn't make a big bowl, that Notre Dame-Florida State will be the matchup in the Peach Bowl. It would be ironic that the quarterback controversy at Notre Dame with Malik Zaire and Everett Golson, you know, quarterback would probably play in that bowl, which would be that was my prediction yesterday on our show, that if Notre Dame doesn't make a big bowl, that they play the Peach Bowl against Florida State.
The Essential Map polling, guys, let's kind of get into our final thoughts because we got about 7 minutes left here on the clock here. But the Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve, Arlington, Texas, that's going to be the number two against the number three. We look for Michigan to beat Iowa in the Big Ten. So let's get real here. That's going to be a play-in game. By all rights, Michigan State University, I'm sorry I said Michigan, I meant Michigan State University, the Spartans, are going to be there in the semifinals, Cotton Bowl against Alabama.
Yeah, the only way I see 2-3 changing is if Iowa beats Michigan State. They could potentially jump Iowa above Oklahoma since Oklahoma doesn't play. But I'm going to go ahead and assume Michigan State beats Iowa, and it'll be Alabama-Oklahoma, which I think will be the best of the four playoff games, the closest and most competitive. And I'm a little biased, but Alabama wins.
Sure, Roll Tide. Nothing wrong with being biased. We know that Rick is biased about a certain team. Another semifinal team that we'll be talking about, the number one versus the number four. Right now, we probably want to talk about that being Clemson versus Oklahoma. Logical assumption, prediction there, or?
Is that for me? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Clemson.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it'd be Clemson versus the Michigan State Iowa winner. You know, if nothing changes out of the top four, I don't think Clemson will want a piece of Michigan State. Michigan State takes care of Iowa, and the way Michigan State's playing these past couple weeks, that's really not a good matchup for Clemson at all, I don't think.
And so let's go ahead and kind of get into our final thoughts here. We got about 5 minutes, so we'll kind of try to make this real quick, and we'll just kind of go around here. We recently saw a huge firing in college football. Jordan, when you look at that, and Georgia, it was Georgia that fired their coach.
Why? Yeah, Mark Richt.
Why? We're going to start with you, Jordan. Why? I don't. That is the most. I know a lot of people disagree with me on this, but why? Why would you fire? Why would Georgia fire? A lot of people like that idea, but why? That would be the question for our final thought, our final question of the show. Why?
Honestly, I've got my head scratching too, because the amount of talent he can bring in as a coach and the amount of recruits that he has committed, it's almost mind-boggling why they would get rid of him so quickly. I don't know. Are they looking at somebody like Les Miles, who's been rumored to go to a couple different places and is leaving LSU? Maybe that's what they're reaching for. But otherwise, my head's kind of scratching with this one. And the talent that they've had in the last few years that's coming out of that school has been great. I mean, you look at Todd Gurley, for one, who's having a phenomenal year in the NFL after coming back from an injury. But I don't know. I'm just as mind-boggled as you guys are.
Mo, why does Georgia fire their head coach? And we're talking about LSU. I don't see that there's even going to be a vacancy there. Go ahead.
No, Les Miles will be at LSU next year. The thing is that Georgia fans are so insane that I think there's a lot of pressure from boosters. But, you know, there's a ton of schools in this country that would take a coach that went 9-3. You've already seen some fallout. A couple of guys have declared for the NFL draft because Coach Rick was let go. A couple of recruits have decommitted. Coach Rick was let go. I think it was a big mistake on the part of Georgia, and I think they will live to regret it.
The Essential Map polling, final thoughts. Why did Georgia fire their coach, and where can people find you on Twitter and stalk you on social media, Matt?
Two words, Nick Saban. That's the problem with all these SEC schools is they have great coaches and great programs and great talent, but they can't beat Nick Saban. I think Nick Saban and Urban Meyer are the two best coaches in the country, and it's hard for them to beat. And you can follow me on Twitter at Matt AK Polling.
And it's that simple, the Essential Matt Polling. That one radio guy, real quickly, where can people find you and stalk you on social media and find you to give you that restraining order?
Yeah, that ring underscore Rick, you know, pull it up, you see that one radio guy, and, you know, the folks down in Athens have something against 9-10 win seasons. He just interviewed for the job at Miami. He'll be perfect at Miami. He gets him out of the SEC, he could bring all that Georgia and Florida talent down to Miami and get Miami turned around.
Jordan the intern, you can hear him every Saturday morning on The Balance with myself and Rick, that one radio guy, doing a fantastic job for us. And obviously from down at WIUX in Bloomington, producer of the Three-Man Weave. Where can people find your work in masterpieces, Jordan?
Yeah, well, with the side of working from you guys, with you guys on The Balance from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, I run and produce a show on Sundays on WIUX.org/stream. If you do not live in the Bloomington area, otherwise you can follow me on Twitter at JMalleyWIUX to get the latest updates on Big Ten Talk, big White Sox fan, and all your IU basketball depressing tweets, at least for right now.
And Jordan's going to be going down to the MLB winter meetings, and he's going to be down there and certainly doing his work for WIUX, and he's going to help us out a little bit on The Balance. And you know, we're going to be talking a lot of MLB, certainly as we get into spring training and bring back the hot corner. Remember to catch The Balance every Saturday morning right on The Balance Radio Network in the Encore episode right here on Indiana Talks between 10 p.m. and 12 p.m. That 12 a.m. That is our mothership. We talk racing, and we've teamed up with Turn 4 Promotions. Great group of guys out there. We talk NASCAR, we talk IndyCar, we talk NBA. We got a lot to talk about on NBA. A lot's happened here. Obviously, Kobe Bryant's retirement, announced his retirement. We're going to be talking about that on the show this week as well. And as racing has winded down, we're going to have a lot more time to talk about the NBA and the NFL. Certainly, we're going to be talking about Matt Hasselbeck and the Colts, and certainly the NFL as well. So make sure that you follow us at T-Balance, at Pro Indy. You can follow me personally if you want to, but I'll warn you, I throw in some Donald Trump stuff every now and then. At Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S-M-A-R-Q. I tell you, every Tuesday night, we have a great time here. We break it down. We're going to give you the real story of what people are talking about. We're going to give you what this is where you need to be at on Tuesday night. Forget that other show on that other network. Yeah, they're going to tell you what we already know, and then we're going to talk about it right here on Breaking Rank every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m., ambulance and all. We're going to have it. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Remember, don't drink and drive. It ain't cool. I'm out of here. Deuces.
All right. All right. What it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. That Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrack busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushing. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night, we'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go back.
Hi friends, this is Bill Press from The Bill Press Show. Heard weekdays live 6 to 9 a.m. right here on IndianaTalks.com. It's talk radio without all that Tea Party crazy.